A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists. We're not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Yo, Sister Axe.
What?
We've got loads of fun things to talk about.
Celeb gossip.
Can you talk to me about the Brooklyn and Peltz situation?
The father of Nicola Peltz is suing the wedding planners.
God, why do they need to do that? They're so rich anyway. Just leave.
Also, I actually think that surely things are bound to just go wrong. You can't expect things. Yeah.
I don't think I've put it in a contract being like,
if one thing goes wrong, I'm getting my deposit back.
Like, it's going to go wrong.
Yeah. Well, no, might not. But sometimes things change. You know, sometimes things don't go to plan.
We've got Rihanna, Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, so she apparently she was using her Fenty products like whilst she was like doing the performance or whatever. Quite funny. Get the merch in there. Pushing out the content.
Have you tried Fenty? It is stunning.
No, I haven't. I'm such a creature of habit. I always just stick to the same old things.
Same.
I really do
want to try Rare Beauty and Fenty.
Do you know what I did try the other day that I made a purchase of? Brazy Ink.
What's that? Oh, Rosie Huntington
Whiteley.
What is
lovely.
It?
Lovely. It's just a blush.
No, I like a cream
really,
brush.
This is a cream blush.
Oh, it looks like a powder brush.
No, it's really good and it lasts like a really long time.
Well, they all do because you literally do one finger on each.
It's doop. Like a good packaging as well. Like it's solid. Like, you know, sometimes they
Skims. We should probably try that at some point.
Oh my God, Kim's skin.
Skin.
Yeah, but the only thing is it's not medical grade, is
I
it?
I know, it just doesn't appeal
Same
to me.
Same with Hailey Bieber. Bieber's stuff, it's not medical.
I would love some of that rose lip balm. Give me some of that slap.
Oh my God, do you think it's as good as it?
Yeah.
As everyone makes out?
Well, probably not. It's just a bit image, isn't it? But I bet it's just lovely to have in your bag.
Let's give it a go, give it a test.
I don't think you can ever get it.
Yeah, that's the problem with all these things. Like, it's just sold out, like, straight away. They do one tweet, boom, it's gone.
I know. It's almost crazy they go into so much effort to make them so cool because then they're just going to sell out anyway.
But then it like exhausts me because then I'm like, I'm never even going to bother trying. Like, I want to be able to like order my new stuff as soon as I run out. Like, I can't wait for the next drop. Like,
I will say Skims is amazing.
Skims?
Yeah.
The underwear.
And like the pajamas.
Oh my God, yeah, it's incredible. It's what I wear. I'm wearing it right now.
It's the best thing in the entire world.
Skims is so good. She knows how to dress a woman.
That took me like 2 years to try. I was like, oh, I'm not going to bother even attempting to like order it.
But that's not even like sell that. Like, you can go to Selfridges. They have it all there in Paris.
Never in my size. But
really?
Now.
Really? Yeah, it's a bit higgledy piggledy.
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit
you can never really get like the same set in two different colours. It's like you can just about find one set. Okay, right, next little bit. Austin Butler, everyone keeps talking about the fact that he's still talking in this like
the Elvis accent.
The Elvis Presley accent. Sorry, was that your impression? Go on, say it again. I haven't seen the film. I mean your voice is a muscle, right? So technically, like, you can change it. So if you train it over
Stop.
A two-year period...
You can't change your
serious,
voice.
Your voice is a muscle. If you train it over so a two-year period, then obviously it's going to probably still sound a bit like it. But, like, you know how, like, some families all sound the same? It's because you all, like, copy each other. And then, you're, like, you'll
sound
the
same. But my muscles are not the same as my dad's.
Oh, so Toby's brother and him, like, have the same voice and it's spooky.
Yeah, they do. My sister said that.
Yeah. They all kind of sound the same. So like it is a muscle. But that's why when you have like singing training, like you're training your voice, right? Because it's a muscle. It's like going for a workout.
So we could train ourselves to be able to be a singer?
Technically, yes. I think a lot of it is obviously genetics. It's like someone's obviously more capable of being like a muscly person. Someone's more capable.
No, I don't believe this.
I'm being serious. Your voice is a muscle.
So I could just be Rihanna
you
tomorrow.
You actually sound very different to when I first met you. Like think about how people's voices change as they grow up.
fascinated. I'm going to go to voice muscles.
Oh my God, sorry, we need to talk about Machine Gun Kelly and things.
Yeah, tell me about this. I need to know more.
All I know is that there was rumours of them like breaking up, and she like posted like quite a cryptic thing, like something about like disloyalty or something on her Instagram. But then she like deleted her Instagram.
I love how Melissa looks around the room for her backup. She's like, I always do that. I'm like,
validation.
So Megan basically released a statement saying there's been no third party interference in this relationship of any kind. She wrote in a Notes app screenshot, which is a bit weird. And that includes, but it's not limited to, actual humans, DMs, AI bots or succubus demons. I mean, they're quite weird. So what she's saying that like they're shagging AI bots. I mean, she's obviously joking, but odd.
So she basically put up a really cryptic, like, she put up a picture and the caption was quite cryptic, something about dishonesty or, like, whatever.
Maybe it was someone of her friends as well.
And then there was obviously all this speculation, and then I think she came out and was like, no, there was nothing going on. And I don't think they have technically fully broken up. I think they're trying to work on their relationship. They're still going to therapy, etc. I think he's got, like, a lot of stuff going on, and she's always very, very, very supportive, and I think it's just probably quite hard. I don't know.
I just can never get over those two. It's a couple, Bazinet.
Okay, right. You have to read out this next dynamic. Basically, guys, I don't know if you remember. Obviously, you remember if you're a good listener, because this has been the best story we've ever had written to us. It started off with the girl talking about how her boyfriend, they've been together for just under a year. They normally have a really great sex life. They've suddenly stopped having sex. He won't have sex with her. He won't kiss her. He's got this new job. Keeps talking about these two other girls.
Yeah.
And we gave her the advice. Well, Toby gave her the advice to be like, just have a conversation with him. I'm sure it's fine. Then she followed up with us and basically said that she went away on holiday, had a conversation with him. It was all seemed okay. She went on holiday, came back from holiday, snooped through his emails and found an Uber receipt at like 10 p.m. at night.
Sketch.
And there was no receipt back and she didn't recognize the address. And he like never said anything to her about where he was going, blah, blah, blah. We gave her some sneaky advice and she's followed up with us on the last one. You have to read it. I'm so over the moon.
Hi again. Hopefully this will be the last update on my saga with this boy. It really helped lighten up the situation hearing you guys talk about it on the pod and cleared my head. So here's how it all panned out. I'm currently looking to move to a new place.
Oh my God.
I don't live with him. We both live with roommates. Oh, this is
okay, before. Fine. That was for context.
So I told him I was viewing a house in the area of the Uber receipt, but wasn't sure what was the vibe.
You are so clever.
That is genius. What the vibe was there, and asked if he knew anyone living around there to get their advice.
Oh my God, you're so clever. You are so clever.
You are so bright. He said no, he didn't know anyone and didn't know the area. Wow, alarm bells were ringing. I then went and snooped through those two girls' social media and was able to find out the general areas they lived in but didn't match up. It was some intense deep diving that I'm not proud of, but I have to say it was some excellent detective work.
Wow.
I was still feeling so unsettled about it all. Guys, imagine if he literally
is doing nothing and we're just winding ourselves up.
You know, sometimes Uber's just put the wrong like address on.
No, they don't.
I was still feeling so unsettled about it all, so I drove to the house, ordered a pizza under a fake name to the house, and waited to see who would answer the door. No, this is next level.
You are so funny. Oh my God.
I waited in my car for about 30 minutes and finally arrived, and it was one of his male friends from university who lives with all the boys. I slid it into casual conversation with my boyfriend. He did mention going on a night out with him whilst I was away and had gone to his house for drinks beforehand.
No, we're terrible. Oh my God.
It's been a big relief, but also a big lesson to stop being so insecure in myself and thinking problems from. It's been a big relief, but also a big lesson to stop being so insecure in myself and thinking problems from old relationships are going to happen in new ones. There's also been a silver lining to all of this. On Valentine's, he asked me to move in with him and said I was asking him questions about looking for a house. It made him decide we should just live together. Also, I've since met those two girls and they were really complimentary, telling me all about how he's always talking about me at work and how excited they were to me. We're awful people.
Oh my
We're
God.
Insecure psychopaths.
Thanks so much for all your help, and hopefully I'll have no more dilemmas for you guys anytime soon. A tiny whiny. Okay, we love you so much. And
the tiny
you know what?
Whiny.
She came, love.
She really did us
ending.
Proud, though.
You did us so proud.
You did us
I wouldn't
proud.
Have done anything differently.
I wouldn't have done anything differently. I give you full
and
10
you know
out of 10
what?
Stars.
You've done that without actually questioning him and being like,
yeah, he will never
so
know.
All you did was a little bit of like, right, let's just get my facts and let's just get my ducks in a row,
let's just order a pizza. You did quick thinking
no,
on your toes.
Also, it was also the good question about like, oh, I'm kind of looking in this area, like, do you know, like,
all
so
happened,
smart,
all happened for a reason. Wish I could be that smart.
And now that's just taught us a lesson, and he doesn't even have to know that you were worrying. Do you know what I mean?
Until he hears this, and then
he won't hear this. Okay, right. Dilemma one. This is a fresh dilemma.
We've got a fresh, juicy ass dilemma. I don't know.
Oh my God, it's from a boy, I think.
We love the boy ones.
Okay, right. I've been with my girlfriend for just under 7 years. Well, good for you. We got together when we were quite young, 16, 17, and the first 3 years were amazing and have nothing bad to say about them. But after we moved in together, we started to have sex less and less. When we first were together, we were having sex nearly every time we saw each other, and now it's lucky to be having it every 3 or 4 months. Oh God, every 3 or 4 months. I thought you were saying every 3 or 4 times a month. I've grown tired of trying asking her because I feel like I'm forcing her into something she doesn't want. She says it hurts her or other excuses at different times. I have asked her to go to the doctors with or without me and she refuses. I have voiced my concerns to her on 2 different occasions and then we have sex that night and then it goes back to normal. I'm a very sexually active person and so was she. Is it worth having another conversation at risk of it all ending in tears? I love her more than anything, but the complete lack of intimacy at 23 has really started to affect my mental health. I think I'm one of the few men who thoroughly enjoy your podcast. I really hope you can help me and don't know what else I can do.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, but you're lovely. Like, he doesn't even say anything because he loves her so much. Fair enough. Like, you, that's tough. Look, she might either have just lost her sex drive, girls, some, and like,
if she's on the pill, that can also get rid of your libido, apparently.
Yeah, it really did for me, actually.
Yeah, like, it can really affect your
but just in general, like, people have high libidos, people have low libidos.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say 3 or 4 times a month and I was like, that's maybe like once a week, that's not horrendous. But every 3 or 4 months,
to be together for 7 years and have sex once a week is absolutely fine.
Yeah, but 3 or 4 months, it's not.
Yeah, that's probably not that this is normal.
I mean, so you've had the conversation twice, and so she always makes an excuse, but then you have it that night, so it's almost like, okay, all right, I'll put out tonight, just because we've had the conversation, then she falls straight back into, like, that same...
Gosh, I just don't thing. Know.
It's really hard, because ultimately, like, this
might... If she's saying it hurts, then she should definitely go to a doctor.
Yeah, but she's refusing to, and he's saying, I'll go with you, or you go by yourself, what do you want to do if she refuses? Such a difficult one. It's almost like you've tried, you've done all the right things, and it's now almost like, what is the next step? Because you can't bear to break up with her because you love her. But
no, and you don't need to break up over this, because it's not like people are gonna be so in love. It doesn't sound like she's not in love with you. She might just honestly be going through a moment. You have been together for 7 years. Like, she might just really have literally lost all of her sex drive. Or she might have something going on, like, cysts or anything like that, that's making it painful for her to have sex. And she does need to go to a doctor. And maybe even if she just spoke to them and said, her sex drive really low, maybe they'd chip her on a different pill, or if she's not on a pill or whatever.
Yeah, I think that you need to maybe have the conversation again.
I think 3 or 4 months.
I'm a little bit worried about you, kind of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say I'm a little bit worried, because she might feel like a bit attacked or like a bit insecure.
It's just so hard, though, because he's already had this conversation twice. It's almost like sometimes people aren't that...
No, 3 or 4 months. You're going to have to just, even if you're not sex drivey, just, like, that's, like, unfair on the boy a little bit, or the other partner. I agree. But then also, like, I get it, that's unfair on her, and, like, it is really annoying when you don't want to have sex and someone's asking you to have sex. You're like, ugh, God.
It's so difficult. I'm going to be so cutthroat and just say sometimes, like... Sometimes love isn't enough and you need everything else. And if that's not...
No, I would say love's a lot more than sex.
I agree. But love's not always enough. Like, if this is getting to a point where you're like, it's all you're thinking about, what are you going to...
I think if they've been together 7 years, I wouldn't break up just because she's not... I would think there's a solution.
I'm not saying to break up. I'm saying sometimes people just have to accept, like...
You're not going to have the full package. You're not
going to have
sex. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what else? Like, he's already tried to have the conversation that you've done everything right. Obviously, it's worth having another conversation, but it's
difficult.
I don't know what else you can do. Either you just accept, okay, fine, we're never going to have sex, and I'll be with the girl that I love, or I want something else from my relationship. Like, at this point, we're just friends, and I love you, but, like, that's what defines a relationship from a friendship, right? Really, is the intimacy part of it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth having another conversation, and just maybe, it's so hard, because I just know what you're like. You don't want to make her cry, but I agree.
It's also such a terrible conversation to try and have.
And also, the
thing is, though, I feel like it's much better coming. It's fine. It's easier from this way around. I think it's harder for a woman to have that conversation with a man, for some reason, because I think that they can then feel so emasculated and then it turns into this
whole
thing.
I think girls can feel really defensive. They're like, well, I'm fine, you know.
Yeah, gosh, it's so hard.
But I think you do just, ultimately in relationships, you've got to just be honest with each other. There's something that's worrying you and, you know, you're affecting your mental health. Like, you have to communicate things and, you know, it might end in tears, but tears aren't always a bad thing. You might resolve it. You might be able to work something out. You might get to the bottom of it. Like, sweeping things under the carpet don't always work. And like, you love her so much and just make sure you reassure her and she knows that, and I'm sure she would, and you seem like a really nice person. So.
Yeah, you do seem like a great guy.
Dilemma two. So my dilemma has been going on for months. Just before Christmas, I went to a sports social with my housemate. It was Love Island themed, so got zip tied to football boys. My flatmate got zip tied to this tall, muscly football guy, my type. But they weren't vibing and my flatmate could tell we were, so we did a switcheroo and the banter was flowing instantly.
Lovely.
We were getting with each other and dancing in the club all night, even grabbing my bum. Ooh-hoo.
In the club.
But then the minute it came to bedtime, he wouldn't touch me at all, not even a kiss, just a spoon.
Yeah. Oh, I love a spoon.
Initially, my flatmates and I came to the conclusion he was being a gentleman and was a little bit shy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shortly after went home for Christmas and we messaged the whole time, which was very flirty, and he was the one who would initiate the cat and carry on the conversation, as I was still a little bit cautious about messaging him and I wasn't sure if he was into me. So I came back to uni and this situation keeps happening with the same guy, no kissing when we get back to mine. Oh. The only thing that kept me interested was the fact that we would hang out the next morning. Obviously, it was confusing. The more he would stay over and then nothing would happen.
Wait, what? That's really odd.
It was last Saturday when my flatmate took it into her own hands and went up to him in the club and asked if he was into me or not, as he was starting to look like he was using me like an Airbnb due to the lack of moves being made. He responded, I definitely like her, but again, no moves were made that night. What do you think I should do? I feel like waiting around is a bit foolish, as I could be wasting my time as I have 4 months left till I graduate and he's a second year. Would love the advice. I feel like I'm starting to catch feelings, but don't want to waste my time. I think that's really weird.
It's the fact that it's just not even a kiss.
The whole thing's weird. Coming back to sleep in my bed? It's really odd.
Yeah, yeah.
Four months in, no.
That's like giving me the ick. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, where's his bedroom? What's wrong with his room? Like, why is it always your house?
Yeah, why is it always your house?
Maybe his bedroom's got mold or something and he just needs his place to grow.
No. Very strange. The whole
Very
thing.
Strange. Just sack it off. You're about to graduate second year. Uni's the fun time ever. Be single if you can throughout it.
I so agree. Yeah.
You don't sound like you're that into him. Nah. That's odd.
This is just strange behaviour. You need to have a
What? He just
fun.
Like, maybe he's so tired.
No, but it's the fact that he's not even kissing her. Like, fair enough, wake up in the morning, then you kiss and have sex. I don't know.
That's the morning. Why do they hang out in the morning? They don't even have sex then. It's so odd.
It's really strange.
I mean, a morning kiss is really rank when you don't know somebody. Sure. In general, but like, sorry, it's weird that you
but
don't
at least
try.
Boys just try, don't they? They don't care. They just go, woo.
If I was just getting with a guy and woke up in the morning and there was still no kiss, I'd be like, fuck.
He doesn't like me.
I'd be like, this is death.
It would be one thing to like give me a lovely kiss before I go home and be like,
no, this is
can I take you out for a date tomorrow? But no, it's just like kissing in the club, going back to yours and sleeping. Where's the dates?
Where's
the
sex?
This whole thing's a red flag.
The whole thing's the ick.
Don't like it.
I don't like it.
But then I know this is like just where my head's going right now, which is maybe a bit strange, but like maybe he has like
a willy problem.
Yeah. I was going to say an STI or something where he...
I don't know. Oh, no, now I feel so bad.
You never know. I was just thinking, like, maybe that is a reason. Like, maybe he's got an issue somewhere lurking and he's just a bit like, I can't go that step further because...
Oh, no. I don't know, I feel maybe. Like a terrible human. Well, look, if he does...
Either way, he
might have ED.
Yeah. Be really lovely to him and just be like, look, there's certain other things that I would like to do. And if, like, just have the conversation. Like, I just kind of want to know where we're at because... I kind of want to kiss you or like sleep with you or whatever. Like, I fancy you a lot and I think you're great. Why won't you kiss me?
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I'm in the most amazing relationship of 3 years and we've got a little dash hound puppy. However,
how naughty are they?
Before we met, I had a crazy summer of fun. Hot girl summer vibes. During this crazy time in my life, one night in my hometown, I got with a guy. After a night of kissing, an average kisser, may I add, and non-stop drinks being brought for me, I proceeded to ask how he was getting home. You'll never guess what he said. He said his words exactly, his girlfriend was picking me up.
No,
we
no.
lived together. Would you like a lift home?
Quite funny.
For context, we live next to each other. What the fuck? The cheek of him. As soon as he said this, I was riddled with guilt. I feel like such a bad person and literally would never want to ruin any relationship. How could he kiss me all night knowing his girlfriend was picking him up in an hour or so?
No, maybe it was a joke.
Anyway, after this comment, we parted ways, obviously without a lift home. Not my vibe. I obviously confronted him and he said he was out of order for cheating on his girlfriend, trying to earn back my girl code badge. The plot thickens, .. The next morning, my friends and I debriefing the evening and we stalked this poor girl on the social media. Turns out we have over 100 mutual friends and are following each other, but didn't properly know her. Just know of her, if you get me. I contemplated messaging her, but my young, immature mind stupidly thought I wouldn't get involved. Now, 4 years later, I'm regretting this, .. A few weeks into getting with my now boyfriend, the guy messaged me to say he'd sorted things out with his girlfriend and if I wanted to give things a go.
What?
What? Social media said differently. They were still together. Oh, wait, hold on. He said he sorted things out with his girlfriend, but he meant that he'd, like, sacked the girlfriend off.
Yeah.
Social media said differently. They were still together. She was posting pictures of him in bed cuddling up that same day. Fast forward 4 years. Today, I've literally just seen on social media that this guy's proposed to his same girlfriend he cheated on with me. What the fuck? I think being in a long-term relationship myself, I put myself in her shoes and I'd want to know if my fiancé cheated on me 4 years ago. Or maybe she knows,
No, surely not.
Maybe I'm not the only girl he's done it to, I feel terribly guilty and a part of me wants to tell her.
No.
I've spoken to my boyfriend about this and I agree with him that I shouldn't get involved, but there's a part of me that feels horrendous for this poor girl. No.
Leave it. No.
She's just got engaged.
No.
You never know. Also, no. I do think people change. He might have been a lot younger 4 years ago.
You can't and then, just pop up and go,
and then
hi,
6 months later,
and
like, you know, however many years later, he might have really grown up and like become a bit more mature. I was like, fuck, I made such a stupid mistake when I was younger. I'm such a twat. And now I realise how much of a sick girl I've got and I'm going to propose to marry her. You never know.
You just can't really.
Or the girlfriend's okay with it and kind of just turns a blind eye. That happens a lot in relationships. Like, we just got to...
I hope not.
I think it does.
Well, look, I just personally don't think, unless you and him, like, were dating and had, like, a big relationship, like, you kissed him in the club.
It's not your place.
You can't really go and be like, look, you don't, like... I know the message, the follow-up message, that like, he was like, oh, we've broken up, and then they were.
That's
but you just
really...
That's just quite shady and shit, but, like, he's obviously a shady and shit guy. You're not friends with him. I know that, like, that's not very nice.
Yeah.
Morally... or ethically right thing to say, but I just don't think you can just pop up into their life and be like,
FYI, 4 years ago this happened. It's like, well, why didn't you tell me 4 years ago then? Like, yeah. Why are you telling me now I'm engaged?
Sick. And what's she going to do with that information? I like, if someone said 4 years ago...
I would almost not believe it if someone said to me 4 years ago this happened in a club.
I think she's got proof, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, because the message. Look, I so get where you're coming from, and morally, you are correct. We should be telling the girl, but I also think it might cause more damage than good at this point. It's been too long.
Also, like, maybe just unfollow them and like don't worry about them, like,
yeah, just enjoy your own lovely boyfriend,
just enjoy your lovely life. It was 4 years ago. You sounded like you were at uni.
Yeah,
I think we just move on from it personally.
I agree,
but like, I get the moral dilemma.
I do get it. When you see them engaged, you're like, what the fuck? But like, boys are silly and they make mistakes and they're young, so I think it might have just been that, hopefully.
Yeah, it's just not really your place to worry. You just get...
I agree.
You just... outside.
Irrelevant.
Are we
irrelevant
so
to
bad?
Like, no, he's irrelevant to you.
He's irrelevant to you, and so is she. You've never
exactly.
even met her.
If he's done it more recently, like, the truth will always come out. Like, she'll find out through
someone. She'll find out through
her
friends.
She'll find out through someone else. But if it's happened more recently, there's a reason why this hasn't come about and it's been 4 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or they've sorted it out and they found it, or she found the text and they've worked through it, and then you're going to pop up and she'll be like, I already knew that and we've worked through this. Like, who are
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Can you not? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got any not so single diaries?
We're going away to Val d'Isère with a lot of my friends, and we're all going to stay in an apartment together, which is
really... Oh, you're not staying at yours?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're all staying in yours?
Yes.
Everyone?
There's 10 people staying in mine.
You're lying.
Every room is full. Deadly serious.
Where are your parents?
They're not there. We kicked them out.
You're joking.
No, I'm being serious. I was like, Mum and Dad, is it okay if you leave and then we can stay in the... Yep.
10 people.
And there's 7 boys down the road in a hotel. It's going to be so much fun.
When is it?
I'm going on Sunday.
Colossal.
It's going to be huge.
That's really
And
fun.
It's for a week, and it's just going to be wild.
A whole week.
I'm kind of dreading it. I'm like,
I know.
I'm going to go buy loads of charcoal tablets and like detox tablets.
Yeah, you must. Also, there's something about the slopes. You do just walk out and you're like, oh, clean.
Oh, right. God, I'm going to just be so drunk all the time.
Yeah, lovely.
But it's going to be so fun. And also, like, you're burning off like what you're drinking because you're skiing and like you feel like you're earning your drinks.
Yeah.
Ski all morning, lovely. I'm such a fair weather skier. I'm not skiing if it's snowing. Like, no, thank you. Ski all morning and then like a long boozy lunch. Cocos, lovely.
So fun. Oh my God, were you there when Jamie Stagg is? No, you just miss each other. He goes the week after you.
Does he?
That is so annoying. I would have loved for you to have been there when
chaperone.
That would have been stunning. You could have got the binoculars, got the phone out.
Could have really kept a close eye.
You could still go back out.
My parents can do that for you.
Stunning. Nicola.
She can go on the little...
I'll be literally on FaceTime to Nicola the whole time. Okay, mine is my bridezilla.
Oh my God, guys.
We had her number numero uno.
It was so fun.
And boy, did Melissa pull all the stops out.
To be fair, I didn't really do that much.
Yes, you did. You did so much. She's got little flowers really well. And she got little candles. And
do you still have them in your flat?
Yes, yeah. In the exact same place as you left them, because you came back and spruced my flat up before we went to the electric.
Did I?
Yeah, you were like, right, let's quickly spruce it up. And then you just sat down with a glass of rosé. I was like, I'll finish it.
I just put the candles on the coffee table.
Yeah, and you moved my like veil into a corner of the room with all Bobby's toys. And I saw it earlier. I was like, with all the margaritas in there. And I was like, what's this doing here? Good job she's not found it.
Oh my God, sorry. Anyway, yeah, since we had a blast.
We had so much fun, Melissa. Honestly, bestest friend ever. You did so well. It was so great.
Should we talk through the itinerary?
Yeah.
So we went to... Well, I actually messed up and booked
Did
Daphne's.
You even call Daphne's?
Yeah. And tried to fix it. And they were like, we can't do it. And I was like, surely we can just squeeze another chair on. Basically, I forgot. I just looked at our group chat. Sophie obviously wasn't in the group chat. And I was like, 6 participants. Great. So 6 people. And I forgot Sophie wasn't in the group chat. Anyway. So I didn't book it for 7, I only booked it for 6. I called them up panicking, they couldn't change it. And I was like, well, I've got a week. I'm sure there's something I can book instead. So I booked Stanley's as a backup, called Daphne's every day until like 2 days before they still couldn't do
it. No, you didn't!
And I was like, it's fine. But then actually one of the girls couldn't make the hen anyway, so we could have actually still gone to Daphne's.
Do you know what? I thought Stanley was better because we were so loud.
We were very loud. We would have been told off a lot.
We would have not. We'd have felt really out of place. Also, yeah. It's like hellishly more expensive.
Is it? To be fair, yeah, our meal was actually really reasonable. We had so much champagne, loads of cocktails. It was lovely.
So much to the champagne.
My meal was delicious as well. We all had that lovely white fish. You had salmon something.
Yeah, I actually had norovirus on the Wednesday before which was ideal. Jamie and I went to Soho Farmhouse for Valentine's Day and I didn't leave the room once, guys. I have never been so sick. Both ends, just so you can understand how romantic it was. And the whole time I was like, God, Jamie's fucking hell, he's so lucky. Maybe I've got like food poisoning. And then just as we're leaving, the grumbling,
boom,
the tumble.
It's set in. Wait, how did you get back to London?
Drove and he was literally peeking the whole time. He was like, oh.
Oh my God, no, that's horrible.
And then he literally went out that night. He was absolutely fine. He's a beast. Well, anyway,
the Hendu was really good. So that was at Stanley's lunch. And then we went on to the Fenians to their private room, which Tiff very kindly sorted out for us. And it was so beautiful. So I went there before gorgeous. Our lunch and set it up. Isn't it such a stunning room?
It's such a stunning room.
The fire. It was very Soho House vibes. Like
it
the
was
chandelier.
Stunning. Like, that's really underrated. Like,
so nice.
Like, I would
sofas.
Do a birthday there. Gorgeous.
I mean, the same. Yeah. And it has its own little, like, bar in there. And then Liv Bentley did like some hilarious like striptease dance for us. That was honestly the best entertainment we've ever
she
had.
She was MVP of the
oh,
night.
Oh God, she was so funny. I don't think I've cry laughed that much.
I know. We were just smacking each other.
It was was like, it wasn't even just like it was 3 minutes. It was a good 20 minutes of just straight laughter. I was like, my face in agony and like smiling so
hard. I know,
hard.
I'm almost so sad it's over. Like, I want Liv Bentley to just constantly be around me.
I know, it was honestly so fun.
That girl is just one of a kind entertainment.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And it was also really good, like the dancing. I was like, why? She was doing like handstands. I was like, why are you actually really good?
And I'm so good and unreal. Like, it's just the whole thing. Like, to the music, it was like, have you rehearsed this music?
I know, it was so bizarre.
So good. She's done that before. Tristan's a lucky lad.
Yes, he is.
He's a lucky lad.
It was like the best night ever. So,
Melissa, we did a little booty game where we got all the boys. Melissa got every boy's bum's photo, the boyfriend's.
So I made a really jokes group chat with all the boyfriends and husbands of like the girls that were attending the hen. To send in a photo of their bum, and then we played this game called Guess the Bums. And the person who gave me this idea is Toby Watkins' mum.
She's genius.
I know, it's so good. And it was honestly the best Valentine's Day ever for me because I just had all these like bums.
And guys,
and I was like,
Sophie,
I promise I'm not a pervert. Oh my God.
Sophie got 10 out of 10.
Sophie guessed every bum.
Straight away.
Don't ask me how. So I made a little like thing.
I
so,
told
like,
you I've got a weird thing with like eyes. Like I can tell things.
Sophie had to guess. We did read Sophie's guesses out, and then everyone had to rate whose bum was the best, and it was like just so great. And Sophie guessed everyone first, but it would have been also been Toby's because I didn't vote. Also, someone voted twice. I think it was Emily. Emily or Liv voted twice. Also, Emily was like dying over Toby's butt. She's like, whose is this? To be fair, it's got a big old ass, doesn't he?
He's got like real big dimples inside.
Yeah. Not like dimples, like bone dimples almost.
Yeah, like bone dimples, yeah. Like almost like a curve. He'll be so upset.
He's got really hippie. No, he's got hippie hips, doesn't he?
No, he does not. Sorry, he's got lovely bum.
No, he's got like, the best bum ever, guys.
They all had a lovely bum, but Jamie won. Anyway, we then also went to the Feeny and we broke every single piece of furniture in there.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, but they helped us. They fixed it.
Shit, did we?
Every time we moved the table, collapse. No. Boom, smash bang, wallop.
It's because it was one of those tables that sort of has like a
glass on top of it.
No, the separation, like it's not connected to the legs and it's done by balancing it. So when we tried to move it, it then collapsed the legs down. It's like a collapsible table.
It was like a big chunky mirror table. And I was like, this mirror is going to crack and it's all of us will have 7 years bad luck. And that is not going to bode well for me and my marriage.
It was so fine.
It was fine.
Then we went to the Electric. No, then we went to yours. Had some rosé.
It was a bit of a shambles, that situation. And then
we did our makeup a bit.
We did our makeup, touch up. Left the veil. Went to the Electric.
Met the boys.
Then went to the drink. Then we went to Verities. And then Jamie went home because he had radio the next day. And me and everyone else went to Lele. And then I did a Houdini and left.
In bed by 2:30 I was, so you must be in bed by 2.
Quite no, good. I was in bed by 1. You live quite far away compared to me. I live up the road from
I went
Lele.
To Toby's. Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't? I watched you. Well, I had to make sure she was safe at home, safe and sound.
She watched me by my
She
bed.
Was drunk. We haven't drank our non-alcoholic margarita because it is only 10 a.m., but we still have no alcohol in it, so we probably should give it a try.
You should give it a try.
Oh my God.
I think I might have cystitis, guys, so I'm just staying off it. We've got to be honest, we're all friends here. So this is a safe space.
This is a safe space. This is a distilled coastal botanicals. Pentrite, adrift, lime, agave.
Delicious. Strong.
Strong window.
I mean, a margarita, non-alcoholic or alcoholic at 10 in the morning is probably not the one, is it?
It's a punchy flavour, like that's what I will say. Very floral. Right, we're rating this a solid 5 because it's just not for me, I would say.
Fine.
Margaritas are quite punchy anyway. I really just have them when I'm like really craving them.
You have to be so in the mood for a margarita.
Or you would just, for me, it's got to be on ice and it's got to be spicy and it's got to be perfectly done.
Yeah.
If it is too like...
Too sweet
and like syrupy, I'm like, there's no worse taste in the world.
I agree.
Well, there is. Tripe would be worse.
What's that?
Like cow's stomach.
Oh, what the hell, Sophie? I thought we were talking about an alcoholic drink. It's like, there'd be a worse alcoholic drink.
I once tried tripe when I was younger because it was like a tapas in Spain and my dad like paid me £5 to try this thing. I was like, oh, what is it? €5. And he was like, it's tripe, cow's stomach. And
wait, do they sell it in restaurants?
Well, this is, yeah, in Spain. Like really tapas-y bar.
I'm going for a really nice tapas on Friday. I'll talk to you about it next week.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Love you so much.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.